Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist was killed today in an ongoing operation in a remote village in Kathua district, taking the death toll in the incident to two. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the body of the terrorist was recovered from the scene of the encounter at Kok Mandli in Bilawar Tehsil of Kathua district this afternoon. A massive search operation is underway in the village for the second day. Campaigning for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended this evening. Star campaigners of various political parties made last-ditch efforts to woo the voters. 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on Tuesday. The Arespura Jammu South seat is one of the key constituencies in Jammu district, which is going to polls in this phase. Prime Minister Modi addressed the 114th edition of Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani today. Speaking during his monthly broadcast, the Prime Minister said, India has become a manufacturing powerhouse due to the Make in India initiative. He said the poor, the middle class and the MSMEs are getting a lot of benefit from this campaign and it has provided an opportunity to people of every class to showcase their talent. Mr. Modi urged the people to buy Made in India products during the coming festive season. The Prime Minister pointed towards the changing dynamics of jobs with the emergence of new sectors. He said the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has started 25 challenges under the theme Create in India in order to promote talent and creativity. During the program, the Prime Minister highlighted the success of Swachh Bharat Mission, which is going to complete 10 years on the 2nd of next month. Mr. Modi urged the people to take part in the cleanliness campaign. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation various development projects worth over 11,200 crore rupees in Maharashtra through video conferencing. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Pune Metro Station metro section between District Court and Swar Gate. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, "The projects unveiled today will give a boost to urban development and significantly add to ease of living for the people of Maharashtra." On revamping of the Solapur Airport, Mr. Modi said this will significantly enhance connectivity in the area and boost tourism, particularly religious tourism in Pandharpur. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Bidkin Industrial Area. He said the project will attract huge investment and create thousands of employment opportunities in the area. The Supreme Court is slated to hear tomorrow the suo motu cognizance of the rape and murder of a junior doctor at the state-run R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. As per the cause list published on the Supreme Court's website, a three-judge bench headed by CJI D.Y. Chandrachur will resume hearing the case suo motu on September the 30th. Last week, the bench also comprising Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra decided to postpone the hearing scheduled on 27th of September on West Bengal government's request. Earlier, the top court raised concerns after its attention was drawn to a state government order requiring women doctors to not be employed at night. Justice Manmohan today took oath as the Chief Justice of Delhi High Court. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena administered the oath of office to him at a ceremony organized at the Raj Nivas. Delhi Chief Minister Atishi was also present on the occasion. In a mission that aims to bring Indian origin astronaut Sunita Williams back to Earth, NASA and SpaceX spacecraft carrying Crew 9 members, astronaut Nick Hague and Roscosmos cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov, left for the International Space Station ISS today. The NASA SpaceX mission safely reached orbit after it was successfully launched from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. This mission is significant as it marks the first human space flight to launch from Space Launch Complex 40. An Israeli Defense Forces IDF have killed senior Hezbollah commander Nabil Qaouk in an airstrike on the Lebanese capital Beirut last night. In a social media post, the IDF announced today that fighter jets of the Israel Air Force attacked and killed Nabil Qaouk under the precise direction of the Israeli military intelligence. The strike on Qaouk follows the death of Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah in a deadly airstrike on the group's headquarters in southern Beirut on Friday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.